Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Legislators reject proposed bill involving Gillette College's NZ Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. State lawmakers rejected House Bill 135, which sought authorization for constructing the NZ Applied Learning Center at Gillette College and transferring property ownership to the new district. The Gillette News Record reported the bill also included various state construction projects. With the bill's failure, the local college district won't receive major maintenance funds from the state for the NZ Center. Representative Ken Clouston from Gillette was the only Campbell County lawmaker to vote for the bill. Representatives John Baer, Chris Knapp, and Reuben Tarver voted against. Representative Abby Angelos was excused. A Senate bill with similar provisions was crafted by Senator Tim Salazar of Riverton, but was also pulled. The NZ Center was the only building on the state project list seeking private funding. Critics argued against the bill, expressing concerns about cost estimates and classifying some projects as wants rather than needs. The possibility of reintroducing the projects via budget amendments or legislative rules exists, but faces challenges. Insurance bill advances in the House. The Wyoming House introduced House Bill 14, aiming to regulate health insurance prior authorization, and it has received unanimous approval with amendments from the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee. According to the Casper Star Tribune, the bill addresses the process health insurance companies use to determine coverage for treatment and medications. Wyoming is currently the only state without laws governing prior authorization. The committee's amendments include changes to wording and the removal of a measure requiring health insurance companies to respond to urgent care requests within 24 hours. The bill retains provisions such as waiving prior authorization for opioid use disorder medication, ensuring access to approved medication and treatment for at least 90 days after switching insurance plans, and allowing patients to access rehabilitative services without prior authorization. The bill now includes a provision preventing health insurance companies from requiring patients to repeat step therapy if they have previously failed it. Step therapy involves patients taking less expensive medications before progressing to costlier options. Changes also allow health insurance companies to provide adverse decisions to healthcare providers who can request consultations with decision-making authorities within 5 business days. Response times for prior authorization requests were adjusted, giving health insurance 72 hours for urgent care requests and 5 calendar days for other services. The gold card system, allowing doctors to bypass prior authorization, underwent minor changes, including raising the eligibility threshold to 90% for certain procedures and excluding pharmaceuticals from eligibility. The bill will return to the House for 2 votes before proceeding to the Senate, with potential committee adjustments, and if approved by both chambers, will go to Governor Mark Gordon for consideration. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.